Texans Training Camp. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It is day one of training camp, and obviously we will cover that as well. But the first place Astros, half a game out of the number one record and seed in the American League behind the Tigers, they got a chance to sweep the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are underway here, as I see it through Tyler's TV there, as they're looking to sweep here inside. I wonder how hot do you think it is in Phoenix right now? I bet it is hell. Oof. Over there, boy. I can't even deal with it.
I've been to Scottsdale in August. We're pretty damn close to August, and it was quite steamy.
What does it look? It looks like there's a runner on second. Did Taylor Trammell already get on? Did he get a double or is still a base?
He walked and then he stole second.
Trying to tell y'all out here, man. Telling y'all there's
now
a spot.
He's on third.
There's a spot for this fella out here getting a walk, stealing a base.
Got a lot of guys that fly, come off, get on the board.
There's not a lot of guys that got on this bench to come off of it and go and get steals. But they're set to take the lead here as Christian Walker is up at the plate with an RBI chance to give the Astros an early lead. So we will keep you updated on that as they are looking to extend their lead in the West right now. Yesterday they did win, no ground gained because Seattle was able to snap, which I'm going to believe that. That probably doesn't bode well for Tyler's best bets. If the Brewers won or lost last night, that probably doesn't bode well for Tyler's best bets. So
it was a red day.
Okay. All right. It's all right.
I don't even feel anything anymore. I'm just numb.
That's not good.
You want me to make them? Pick them.
I've already picked today's, but if it goes bad, I might do that tomorrow.
Hey, the door's cracked, Ron. The door's cracked.
I might do that tomorrow.
He has very disrespectfully dismissed my offer to make his picks, and the door is cracked now.
It is cracked. Yeah, he wasn't even thinking about that. My man.
I ain't never had a run
like this. My man, that's bad. I don't even feel him anymore. Just go ahead and just lose that money and just keep on going, huh?
Mm. Just numb.
Just numb to it. I want you to unnumb that. But they still have a 5-game lead over the Mariners, and we'll see if they can extend that today with this opportunity to take the lead and win this series over Arizona. Yesterday they did win the thing, and they were down 1-0 in the 8th inning. They weren't doing much at the plate, and as they have done so many times this year, they found something in the late innings. And what they found in the late innings, Clinton Tyler, was this cat Bryce Matthews again?
Ooh, young fella.
What is, hey, my man is feeling himself. Now, I want to see him do this away from Arizona because he is having the time of his life in Arizona. He does not want to miss that place or leave that place again. But this young man has 3 home runs in the series in 2 games. He has not had an at-bat in this game yet. He's got 3 homers in the series. And he has driven in 7 runs. He has driven in more total runs than the Diamondbacks have scored as a team in this series, 7-4.
that's awesome.
And then if that wasn't enough, by the way, down 1-0, Trammell does what he just did in this game, walks, and then Bryce goes ahead and knocks him in with a 2-run homer to give them the lead. But if that wasn't enough, they get in a jam with King. And King gets a huge strikeout, but then they turn a double play, led and started with a amazing pick by Bryce Matthews that I'm not sure, but I am certain the Astros don't believe Jose Altuve turns that double play, and they get off the field and win the game. It was like Clint, he beat them himself. It was like he won the game. Himself, well, and it was special.
That's ultimately what you hope to get. Not to swing it to somebody else, but that's what you hope to get when Framber Valdez is on the bump. Is a game where one swing of the bat can win the game, where you're in this thing, and every at-bat matters. It's not you're down late, you're down 6-2, and you're just trying to get to the game and get to the plane. At the end of the day, with Fromber on the bump, he was able to keep you right there, 1-0 ball game, and every at-bat mattered. Every walk, there was additional pressure on Arizona, and then one swing of the bat happened to be the young fella. He knocks it out of the park. So, yeah, I mean, 7 of the 9 runs the Astros have scored against Arizona in these two games have been Bryce Matthews. And hell, I went back and watched some of his quarterback highlights, man.
Stop. Man.
Like the kid even more.
You were so excited by what you saw that you went and start watching him in a different sport.
Oh, my God.
Again, like you asked me the other day, how did I stumble upon the Sports Radio 610 Wikipedia page? How did you get there?
Somebody after I just when he hit the home run the other night, or hell, I guess it was last night. I just said, you know, Bryce Matthews, well done, young fella, or something. Somebody responded to a tweet and said, yeah, he can also sling it around the park if you need him to. And I was like, let me go check this out. Atascocita, 2020 prospect quarterback.
How long did you give this?
Oh no, I didn't give it. I just had to see it for my
own. Okay, all right. I was going to say, if you go down to 20
and
minutes,
I went down 3 of his highlights. They were all long touchdown runs, so I moved on from it. But just to think that he was, I mean, there's just a bond there of a guy that stood back there and taking snaps, you know?
Yeah. I don't know that bond, but I hear you. I hear you. That bond is beautiful. But no, man, I am here. This is going to be your second baseman. Like, this is... Like, I think the rest of the way, and he's got to be confident now and calm now and in a space of, I know I can do it at this level. And he's made huge plays. He's playing with a level of confidence right now. I said this to Sean while we were at camp today, Sean Pendergast, and I said, Bryce Matthews will be the starting second baseman in game 1 of whatever playoff series they start, right? He said, yeah, I think so. And I'm here. I mean, obviously these 2 games have made that look really good. Hell,
yeah.
He's 4 home runs away from tying Cam Smith right now, and Cam's been here all year. But again, your number one prospect, he's up here. He's already shown these signs, and there's just not anybody here that they're going to want to beat. To beat him out. There's Rodgers, Dubon, they're not going to allow that. Well, really, and even if he just does what he does has done defensively, what they want.
Really, Brendan Rodgers is the one, right? And I mean, I think that was a good veteran get when you knew you were going to play Altuve in left field. And now you've been forced to bring up Bryce Matthews with all the injuries. And you know, one being bit to Brendan Rodgers. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think the defense is better, but it's as good as Brendan Rodgers, at least a small sample size that we've seen, and I think the ceiling's higher. And we're talking about him replacing a guy that's going to bat in the 8 or 9 hole anyway, if he were to take his place. So yeah, look, the more we see from him, I'm definitely more convinced that he's definitely capable of it after what he's done the last 2 nights. We'll see.
The Arizona Diamondbacks a leadoff home run in their bottom half, and they weren't able to score Taylor Trammell after he walked, stole second, got to third. And if you're on YouTube and Twitch, if you didn't know that the Astros had given up a run, you could watch Tyler Milner, who needs all the space in that room to show his displeasure of what happened. By the way, I'm glad you brought up Framber.
Batter, one run.
That's all right. I'm glad you brought up Framber. It's redheads. It's gonna take them a while.
Yeah, man. Ginger Nation, let him ride.
Clay, get ready to pick bets tomorrow,
man. Be honest, that's one of about 3 bats they got here.
Framber, this is since Garrett Cole sets the record 13 straight games and starts, his team has won in his last 13 starts. 13 in a row, the Astros have won. That ties Garrett Cole's record set several years ago. So, and he was dealing. I mean, they needed him to go and have that performance, and he held it 7 innings, 1 run, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk.
There needs to be an asterisk next to it, because the fact that Framber Valdez is doing it with half of the Space Cowboys lineup is got to be a plus. There ain't no way Garrett Cole had
13 in a row, you ain't lying.
I mean,
13
damn.
In a row with that one.
I mean, 10 of them are literally with three or more Space Cowboys in the lineup, probably.
I wonder how much run support he was getting. He's been getting in his bad boy. All right, coming up, we'll let you hear something D'Amico had to say about Nick Caley, and we'll let you hear it, and you determine your thoughts of what you heard, and we'll take a look at what the quarterback did, C.J. Stroud.